Hello, everyone. Good morning, good evening. Thank you for being here today, everybody listening live and everybody who is going to listen to this as a replay. I'm very excited. This is our last call of this program, and I'm very honored, you know, to be sharing the space with you and to share in your joys. And also in your pains that you experience in this life of health and disease. So today we will be doing this a little bit differently again. And because for all of you who are watching what I do, you probably have observed that I always teach, because I trust and believe that you are capable of being fully well, and that you can experience life the way I experience it. We are all made of the same things. We're made of the five elements and source, or we call it spirit. And originally my aim was, I used the title 360 degree health mastery. And because my aim originally was the word mastery says, that you are not going to just go through a program where you receive attention through the healing energies and through literally focusing on the particular problems, but that you become free and flexible. And what does this mean? What is mastery? Well, there is no state of being healthy. There is no state of that. Healthy means a flexibility in your consciousness in relationship to time and space. This sounds really complicated, does it? But it's really not that complicated, because you obviously know that every day we have different influences, the weather, the food, the people you interact with, the things you do. Everything is an interaction of elements that adds to some of the elements and also takes away. And so this is a constant process of fine-tuning. So living in a healthy way means to really be a very, very alert, awake, and perceive everything in this present moment so you can always adjust. It's not about making a decision to eat a certain way or to do something. It is about the here and now, because time and space doesn't exist. It's all happening constantly. Your body is not solid. It's not something you fix and then it stays fixed. And the opposite is true as well. It's not something that's diseased and it stays diseased, you see? And that's really my intro into this day, into this topic today, that your disease is nothing that's static, although you experience it like that. So what we don't want is to be stuck, and that's what we call disease. So in that way, we're going to go through the program a little differently, that I will first do some general opening of the core line and its aligning, etc. But when we go through the the different topics that are on the content package that is in there, I will guide you through it in different ways so that you become very active in the process, and with my wishes, hopefully learn and receive and absorb a bit more how you heal yourself, how this works. It is not through fixing yourself. It is a shift in consciousness that takes place, that is literally is encoded in the MP3s, in my voice and in my work, that just by absorbing it over and over again, it clicks at some point and things happen. That's just the best way I can describe it. So let's start with sitting or lying or standing, whatever you want. I prefer sitting down and having your feet flat on the ground. And we're going to just close our eyes. If you want to lie down, no problem. And I'm just going to quickly check here with my with Kim, who is unmuted. Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So I'm just checking if I'm available for everybody here. Okay, great. So we're going to just kind of put our attention now. Today is bones and muscles, and that's the densest part of who we are. It's very solid, and it's also to do with the sympathetic nervous system. It's where we have our will. We can move our body. We can decide to get up. We can contract the muscle if we want to. Very different than we work on the organs, because that's not propelled by your own individual will. And so the alignment is very, very important. I know there's a lot of people that have misalignments in the spine, and that is also an indication of misalignment in your spirit, because as above, so below. So, and that's okay. We are just going to keep breathing, just learning to be in the present moment, because when you breathe, it's not that you breathe. It's actually you as breath enter the body, and then you exit the body that you can see. Okay, I'll say that again. When you breathe, you are actually the breath entering the body that you know of, and you exit the body. Okay, this is why breathing is always encouraged during healing, because when we sort of exit the body, we can just leave it alone, and nature can just click, 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 fall back into its own place, because we want to just let it do its thing instead of being always meddling with it and making it complicated. It's like we're using it when we're in it, and we give it sort of a moment of peace and rest. So you're breathing into the body, and we're going to go into the etheric structure that resembles a little bit the spine. And some of you who've read my book about the core, and I've mentioned the core line, it's a structure that's like a fluorescent neon tube that sort of runs through your body from the top of your head down to the perineum, the bottom of your trunk, and essentially way, way, you know, further, all the way into infinity, above you and infinity below you. So it is outside of time and space. It is eternity itself. So just for a moment, bring your attention to the top of your head and to the bottom, and just sort of just feel it, or just think of it for a moment, just this fluorescent tube of light. And just breathe. And when you breathe, now breathe into that tube. And then breathe out again. And breathe in. And then breathe out of the top of your head. Breathe out again. And do that again. Breathe into the top of your head down, deep in the belly, and breathe out. And breathe in again. And breathe out. So let's clear all known and unknown limitations today, and either set them aside if they don't want to clear. If we're not ready to clear them, that's okay. We can set them aside so they don't interfere with this particular topic of healing today. And all kinds of blocks that you have, or programs of self-sabotage, which includes, you know, the friendly entities and the unfriendly entities that are making it hard for us to recognize ourselves as the luminosity and the eternity that we are. Breathe in again and breathe out. Let's do some electromagnetic balancing, which is your masculine feminine existence that gives you the experience of having a body, of being in time and space, of being a person. Without that spin, an electromagnetic spin, you would be not perceiving yourself as anything or anybody else. So it's a beautiful thing. And this electromagnetic spin is really what we want to master, because in its details, it's all the different elements, adding to the elements and taking away from the elements. Too much water, too little water, too much fire, Too little fire, too much air, too little air. Osteoporosis is too much air. So we want the spin and the balance to be coordinated through you being in your center, your center line. Otherwise, if you're not, if you are in your head or in your problem or in your pleasure, you will be out of whack and the spin goes out of whack, and then we create diseases, and that can take years and years and decades to manifest. So it's very simple, being here and now, in the center of your being, relaxing, no hard work. Who you are is very easy. And the mind can just go on listening right now or commenting or whatever. That's all just fine. So let's bring in the grace light, the light of grace, which is the light that is outside of time and space. It's something that cannot be stored. It is always real in the here and now. And essentially, the most center part of the tube that runs through your body is also the grace light. And even it is also the source that is not the light. Okay, it makes no sense right now, but I'll just transmit that as a reality. It's encoded in the healing here. Deep breath, please. And so what we're going to do is to, as I'm going through the particular topic, and the first one is osteoporosis, is that everybody who is on this call, who has written in, who is in the Q&A, that is live listening in some way, to bring your attention to that problem you have, okay? I want you to just kind of navigate your attention to this feeling that you have that gives you osteoporosis. Not the concept, but the feeling inside or what it is that you experience. And just hold your attention there for a few seconds, and we're going to do a clearing for everybody on osteoporosis. That's it. Good. Good, guys. Okay, there you go. You're calling it up, right? Okay, yes, and because you're being it, you're also being osteoporosis, okay? You're not detaching yourself by calling it something, an issue outside that you have. No, you are actually really living it. You're living osteoporosis, an expression of too much space and air. Beautiful. It's interesting because all we do here on this physical farm is learn how to straddle, you know, matter and spirit and... deep breath, please, and I'm going to ask this to clear because it's not true. It's an experience you have. And just keep resting in your core as you're also resting in the osteoporosis. Okay? You're straddling both. Good job. Awesome. You guys are getting this. Mm-hmm. Deep breath. Very good. Beautiful, beautiful. That's right. And you're just hanging out in this. I call it internal gazing. You're gazing as a being. And we're going to go into a deeper layer now. There's a wave. Perfect. And again, bring your attention. See if there's anything else that is connected with that that arises. And stay in your core. And we're going to clear that as well. Another layer. I'm going to supercharge for you this state. Because the trick is that if you don't know yourself, you get pulled into the disease, right? You get pulled into the pain and the drama, and you can't find yourself out. And that is what's so painful. That's the suffering. The disease and the problems aren't the suffering. The suffering is because you have forgotten who you are. You can't find your way back home, and your home is your core. When we think of, there you go, good job. Oh, wow, everything is rocking away here. Beautiful. It's a very dense part of your body, the bones. And as we're doing this, I'm going to ask this to be cleared through all your ancestral line, because we've got the ancestors living in the bones and the teeth. The teeth are also bones. Good. Now, just drop the whole concept of the osteoporosis or the problems with the bones. Okay? Just be yourself for a moment. Back into your core only. Right now for a moment. You withdraw into the core. Don't make it difficult. Just listen to the voice. And you're just here. You're just here. You forget. You forget. You forget. You forget. You forget yourself for a moment. You forget yourself. Good. Okay, let me help you now, and I'm going to clear the same thing for you now in a different way. Deep breath, please. And just for a moment, notice that there is no disease, because you are so empty. And here, just forget yourself for a moment. There's no disease. Okay, 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 okay. Deep breath again. Good, good, okay. Relax, be yourself. We're going to the bone marrow cleanse. So even if you don't have a bone marrow problem, there's a lot of energy there. I can tell you that shouldn't be there. So just we're just bringing up bone marrow as the sense inside your bones. Going to do a big sweep and clearing through the bone marrow for everybody, which affects your blood. And also the osteoporosis, because bone marrow is very fatty, right? So if you are wearing it down, it's all used up because you don't have enough water and earth element in you, then the bones become brittle as well and they just start breaking. So there's quite a good balance here between the dry bone and the bone marrow. Now as we're working with the bones, we're going to go to releasing kinetic inner energy, which is impact energy from accidents. And that's all kinds of bumps and bruises, and the more, you know, severe ones that you've gone through. And sometimes it's actually just an emotional or verbal assault as well. It can actually lodge in your bones. So bring your attention on the areas that are hurting in your structure. Okay, good. Okay, lots of things right now. And just stay in your core. And at the same time, bring your attention on that area that hurts. I'm going to do a clearing now on all those problems. Okay, if there's distortions, I'm holding now, and everybody as well, going to hold. The truth is that you're already straight. Your spine is already aligned. Your vertebrae are in place. The discs are in place. The toes are straight. The ankles are fine. Okay, this is the reality that I know to be true. And you have to decide that, okay? Because you're manifesting your body at every little instant. It drops out of nothingness into and blips into what you see. All right. And yeah, and okay, there's some people, don't be so hard on yourself that you can't make that real. It has to do with the awakeness in the soul, okay? And it's a process. It's just like learning to learn a language. You can't speak the language right away. You will forget the few first words. You don't know how to put them together. Everything's awkward. Same thing with manifesting your body. It becomes, at some point, a mastery. Like I said, a mastery of how to do that. So it's not so much about healing and fixing your problems, mastering how you manifest your body. Okay. That's exciting, right? Now let's come to overall inflammation. And that might be in the bones or in the muscles. We're going to go muscles and ligaments now. And there's always conflict in the muscles. Because, why? Because we use them with our own free will. And we are confused. So we're not really aligned with the divine will, with the one will. And in my experience, chronic fatigue, where the muscles are weak, are often training years to align with the divine will. That's the way it was for me, where you get your personal will gets disabled, and you learn to be suspended and surrendered, and then the divine will moves through. So there's a lot of wisdom in experiencing diseases, as many of you already know. So let's clear more of that inflammation and hip and knee problems. Of course, that includes also the elbows and the wrists, anything that is around going on for you there. Bring your attention on your problem. Stay in your core. And we're going to clear now. Okay, what we're really doing is we're bringing you the energies that manifested as the distortions and the problems, they flow back into your core. They flow right back into your core. And you can't do it. You just have to hang in there and let it unravel. And it just has to unravel. The more power you have, the faster it unravels. And power is light. It's Shakti, the way it's called in the East. Okay, good. You guys are really doing well. Okay, keep breathing. Seems like hard work, but it's something that trains you right now to live in self-mastery, where you are being able to really live your life in all areas, whatever that is, abundance, whatever you do. It's shifting out your mode of operandum that you're in right now. Okay, and the emotions that are coming up now. All right, there's emotions coming up. Same thing. It's just on a different level. Okay? It's all just the same energy. It's just experienced differently. We have them as thoughts, as crappy thoughts in the mind, as difficult emotions in the emotional body, and as sensations in the body that can be pain or discomfort. Same energy. And it can blip in and out from one layer to the next. Okay? So you can be clearing an emotional thing right now as you're actually clearing the thing in the muscle. Good. So let's increase some flexibility here. Okay, good. And for a moment, I want you to go slip back into your core. Don't even think about your diseases. Forget yourself. Forget yourself. Just be here, be present. Be here, be present. Anchor yourself again in the center of your body, in the luminous core. And if it's not luminous, it might be just a nothingness. You just retreat like a snail back inwards. Okay, good. There you go. And as you do this, you are taking your life force out of the problem, and it dies, it dries out. It disappears because you don't recreate it. You just ignore it, and it goes away. And sometimes that's the right thing to do, and sometimes it's the other way, where we have to bring awareness to it. There's only two ways in healing. One is to go into the problem and be fully with it. And the other one is to retreat and leave it alone and ignore it. And the art and skill and mastery is to know when to do what. Okay, this is the most important gem on this recording and of the entire package you received. This is the key, if you understand this, that gives you mastery over everything. That's the mastery to life. You have to know when to be aware and go into it and get involved, and when not. Okay, now we're going to go to correct posture. Awesome, guys. So we're going to open up. I'm going to go into the spine collectively. And there's often tightness. You have dislocation. I can't get the word today. Between the different vertebrae and tightness in the ligaments and the small ligaments. And all the way up to the cranial bones. Lengthening the spine. Good. We're going to do an overall skeletal alignment, which takes us outside the body. So right now, just be here. Don't think about anything specifically. We're just aligning your whole skeletal system with your spiritual anatomy. That's it. Beautiful. So arthritis is a particular kind of inflammation in the joints, and bring your attention to your places of inflammation. Good. And stay there, but do not leave your core. Stay within yourself and then add your arthritis to your experience. Okay. That's it. So now I'm going to supercharge it and I'm going to clear this whole drama of arthritis. And all this clearing takes place through all times and places, through your soul history and your ancestral, because it affects all of that. All right, any muscle stiffness and soft tissue problems. Maybe there's also torn things that you have, deformities of some kind. Okay, there you go. Good job. And your muscles are, like I said, so closely linked to your will. They're your masculine part of the body, where the fat is the feminine, if we want to really look at it that way. So it's this ability to act in the world, to be in harmony with your own life and your place in this world and your power. So stay in your core and bring your attention onto the area that hurts or is a problem. Okay. And stay, and stay, and stay, and stay. Yes, and stay. Clearing is happening. And deep breath. beautiful. Okay, just relax. And just for a moment, make yourself empty again. And just know. Decide and know that you are well. And it's not so much in the head you do that. It's in your being, okay? Just resonating that for you right now. It's a knowingness. It's a split second. Okay, good. Some of you guys are lighting up. You just know. You just know that you're well. How can it be? How can it be that one person is healthy and one sick? Okay? When you think about it, it's impossible, isn't it? Because there's only oneness. There's only oneness. Only our eyes and ears, our senses tell us otherwise. But when you go to sleep and you're in deep sleep, you don't experience disease nor health. So it can't be true. It's not the ultimate truth. True healing is not buying into the disease, but not from the mind. Some of you do this, I know. But in your being, because that's where you know you're not mortal. Your being knows you are immortal. That's where you know that. Okay? We're remembering our immortality. All right, so I'm going to take a few callers, and maybe I'm going to check in with Kim if there's anything there right now that Kim would like to me to look at. Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have something that maybe I didn't really cover right now that is kind of standing out for you?
I know there has been a lot of mention about loose, sagging skin for people.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
And muscle weakness and atrophy, but there's been a lot of...
A lot of that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kim. Okay. So, good. Okay. Yeah, I do remember reading some of that. And I do know when you do lose weight, that is an issue. So, okay. So, stay in your core, and we're going to do healing on tightening the skin. And, in fact, what it needs to do is also to forget... Just like you have to forget to be sick, the skin needs to forget that it was stretched out, right? If it forgets that, then, hey, it can't be stretched out. Okay, so that's the part where you are the skin, where you have to forget. Okay, just relax, breathe, and we're going to go into the skin. And the skin is, and that's also a topic for weight in general, is your boundary, right? So if there is looseness there was maybe, or still is, maybe a little bit too much looseness in how you handle your boundaries, where you know you are, where you start and where you end. And that is... also an issue. There was questions around nanoparticles. And I know about chemtrails and these things, but I haven't really put my attention on it because I don't really care. And that's something that is sometimes the most powerful, where you are not going to put your attention on things. If you haven't already subconsciously, then of course you can't. It's not your fault. You're just dealing with something. But otherwise... It's don't even go seeking for problems. What you don't know cannot affect you. When you don't know it in your being, remember, not in your mind, in your being, resonate with it. If you're at peace and safe, then all kinds of things can happen, like radioactivity, but it just goes right through you because you are not talking to it. You're not communicating with it because it's not your friend. So... each individual is the whole universe, and each individual has the power to change the whole universe. You can decide what you want to experience in your life. More important than reaching outwards is to go inwards. And why am I saying this? Because it's just the state of consciousness that we all experience in this part of the universe, that we are too outward in the mind, and all healing has to be retreating back inward. And when you're inward, you're standing strongly, and then you can heal. So just neutralizing the programs and concepts and experiences around these kind of chemicals and whatever else chemicals you have. Some of you are still having digestive problems. Not many. I didn't get that many about that, but deep breath. And noticing the fear. Okay, bones is all about fear. That's where the fear goes, right? Fear is what breaks down your bones. So just put your attention on the fear, and you have all kinds of fears. Could be fear of losing your hair, fear of your children not being okay, fear of not getting out of bed the next day, fear of pain. Okay, put your attention on stay in your core. I'm going to do more clearing of fear. Now go back into your core, into the center of your being, where there's really nothing. There's just you. There's nothing. Your mind cannot climb into that. Okay, just stay there. And good. And you're going to feel a lot of pulling and tugging and energies. They're going to try to pull you out, either your mind as thoughts or your emotions or your feelings, the sensation of the body. Detach yourself and bring your attention, one-pointedness, into your being. That's nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's awesome. Stay there. Stay there. We're going to do a bit. There's a big clearing happening. Stay there. Everybody's helping everybody now. Good. That's it. Awesome. That is so powerful. Stay neutral. Stay. That's it. It's a huge cloud of clearing happening. And you heal the other, you heal yourself. We're all one. Deep breath now, everybody. Beautiful. That was pretty impressive. That makes me happy. That was beautiful. Okay. Well, good. So let me take a caller here. And I'm going to unmute. I'm unmuting in Maureen in New Zealand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, Maureen. Okay, so is there something that we can do here together?
Yes, the right ankle has been very, very painful. It's like a red hot poker goes through there. It wasn't conclusive for gout. They said it was just minor arthritis. But it's been very painful since October, and my chiropractor thinks it might be connected to L3 or 4, which have been out of alignment and caused me a great deal of pain, first on the left side of the body, but now on the right side with this ankle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's the pain rate now on a scale to 0 to 10?
Well, since you've been working in that area, it's subsided, but
okay.
When I try to put pressure on it, when I stand up, it's just excruciating. So it fluctuates between a 3 and an 8, 9.
Okay. So I'd like you to, as I work on this ankle, I'd like you to slowly move it a bit, just micro movements a little bit, okay? And everybody who has any kind of joint issue, it doesn't have to be the ankle, also, or even the spine, you still have some, just kind of allow yourself to become quite fluid. Now we're going to take a deep breath, please, Maureen. And we're going to do some alignment more in your lumbar area. Okay, move your hips a little bit.
I'm actually lying down tonight.
Okay, it's okay. You stay lying down. Just kind of wiggle a little bit the body as you're lying. So your spine can, that vertebra that's kind of popping to the left, I want that to go in. Okay. Okay. And good. Now I'm going to go back to the ankle. And there is a... It looks very red, like a little explosion, like you say. It's almost like an very angry looking to me. Okay. Have you had some anger that you kind of put in your ankle?
Not intentionally, but things have not been going well over the last 4 years. There's been like a big black cloud of negativity.
So as you're saying, it hasn't been going well, so that's why you can't walk on it, okay?
Exactly.
So
let's
for a moment take a deep breath and bring some gentleness into your heart and into your solar plexus. And let's just open up, and everybody on the call is also who's in conflict with just the way life is, okay? Because we come and say it has to be differently. And just kind of become humble for a moment, Maureen. Just humble for a moment and just say, I don't understand all this. It doesn't feel good, but I trust that life is perfect because it's quite a magnificent universe. Can you do that? Can you find yourself into that?
Yes, there's a lot of emotion coming up. I feel sad.
Yeah, of course, because you had an idea it had to be different. Of course we're sad. We don't get the ice cream from mom, we cry. It's exactly what we do. So that's okay. That's the part of us that is growing and integrating and becoming also whole. Okay, beautiful. There you go, beautiful. That's it, beautiful. So I want you to very gently try, there's about 37% cleared, just gently try to kind of challenge your ankle and see if you can actually stand on it and move with it. Can you hear me still?
Yes, I can.
Let's try to be a little careful with the microphone. What did you say?
It's still painful to stand on, to put pressure on, but it's not as painful.
It's not as painful, right? Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. You're starting to laugh now. That's beautiful. Okay, exactly. Yes. Yes. Okay. So put your attention in the center of your head now. I'm just going to make a little correction in your mind. And it's okay. You don't have to judge yourself. Okay. All right. I'm going to let you go, Maureen, and allow it to continue to soften in your heart. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maureen. Bye. Okay. Thank you. And everybody on the call, just stay in your core. Just keep breathing. Okay. I'm unmuting Ruben in Miami, Florida. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Ruben. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for all your work.
Oh, thank you.
This is my second call, and I felt a lot of healing. My issue is 5 months ago, I was diagnosed with lymphoma, and my bone marrow is compromised.
So you don't want to have lymphoma?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did you feel some healing and some changing when I was working on the bone marrow earlier?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So in your being right now, you still feel that there's still a problem? You still feel the fear, right?
I feel fear, yeah.
Yes, okay, good. Okay, no problem. That is, okay, just have your feet flat on the ground if you're sitting there. Close your eyes and palms up. And let me just connect with your bone marrow here. Okay, you're carrying a burden from your father. And I'm just going to clear that for you, Ruben. And what did you experience right now? Am I correct that is an energy you're carrying from your father, or you did?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel it lifting now?
No.
Do you want to? Okay. Are you comfortable letting it go and not doing that anymore?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just choose that now, please. Okay. I want you to slightly turn to your right, your whole body. And just have an assertive stance, a feeling inside of you. I'm going to help you. Good. Good. Now we're going to go into the markers in the bone marrow, and because that's what you're showing me right now. So I'm seeing exactly one of them, and I'm seeing the chromosome inside of it. So I'm going to ask Source, your higher self, to make a correction now to clear this program inside you. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, deep breath, please. Did you feel that right now, Ruben?
Yes.
You felt that. Do you feel different suddenly?
I do. A lot of energy.
Yeah. A lot of energy. You're going to clear so much. Over the next few days. You might feel a lot of cold. For some reason, I don't know why, I see carrot juice. So you're supposed to drink carrot juice. So just do that. It can't harm you. You should be on the fifth or on the morning of the sixth day. You should be feeling a certainty or something different. Okay, get a blood test or whatever tested. And if you get a negative, please write to me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank
you're welcome. Thank you. I'm muting Leslie in New York City.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Leslie. Is this Leslie? Yeah.
No, this is Lenore. Leslie is the name on the phone, but it's Lenore.
Okay. Lenore. Yeah. Okay. Okay. How can I help you?
I happen to be the sole caregiver of my husband who has dementia, and so I'm under a lot of stress. Last night, I, for whatever reason, decided to take my blood pressure, and I've always had good blood pressure. I took my blood pressure last night. It was 150 over 108. So, of course, now I am very concerned about my own health, and I was hoping that we would be able to do something that I'm going to do, diet change, exercise, pay more attention to myself, all those things that I need to be doing for myself that I have been neglecting to do, but I was hoping that you might be able to do something for me also.
Well, yeah. Well, when, you know, you are taking care of your husband, that's a lot of pressure, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm.
Do you really want to take care of your husband? Please be honest.
Yes, yes, I do. I do.
Okay, feel that for a moment. Take a deep breath. Did you notice a change? How do you feel?
I'm feeling some movement of energy in my throat area. I'm feeling very warm right now also.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Very warm in my face, upper body.
Yeah, because, you know, blood pressure is creating, is also too much heat as well. So, yeah, you're releasing some of that. And I want you to put your hand on your belly. And take a deep breath in your belly, and I'm going to help you with something. Okay, good. And if you feel some grief coming up right now, there you go. Just let it happen. Let it move through you. That's it. Beautiful. Okay. It's okay. You're not alone with this. You're not alone with this. You will only do what you can do, and then you will get help for the things that you cannot do on your own, okay? You will always know where your limits are, and it's not all up, you know, to you to take care of everything and to know everything. Do you hear me?
Right. Yes, I do.
Right. Yeah, because you think you don't have enough strength and power, and of course, if you put too much on your plate, you will not have that. So you have to know when to delegate and just say, well, with that part, I don't have an answer. I can make him a cup of coffee or whatever you need to do, but there's a lot of things that I can't fix, and if I have to fix them, I'll get help. Do you hear me? Is that helping?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Because it will get, you know, difficult, right? Usually dementia gets worse. I mean, we can reverse things, but the thing is that that's not the topic right now. So take a deep breath, and I think your blood pressure already went down quite a bit. Can you feel that?
Well, I can't feel. That's the problem with blood pressure. You don't feel any symptoms.
Some people do. Oh, yeah. No. A lot of people do, actually.
Yeah.
So. Okay. No worries. It's okay. If you don't feel it, that's fine. All right. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. And there is, in Iowa, it says, is it Dominique?
Oh, hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Dominique in Iowa?
Dom lives here, but it's Liza. I'm the one that
okay.
Know you.
Well, I can barely hear you. If you can make it better, then I can talk to you.
Okay, I'm holding the mic with my mouth now.
Very difficult. Very difficult. You know what?
I have a headset on, and I'll just take it off.
Yeah, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, a little better. Good. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I I have a joint. All right. It seems to be the right side of my body that I've had joint issues. Right now, because of a little injury that occurred a week ago, I have pain in my right knee. My right ankle didn't repair properly after a break 15 years ago, and it's fused. It has limited rotation in that whole foot.
What do you want to experience?
What do I want to experience? I want to be able to walk normally again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have more. I used to love to move, and I have to concentrate.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, settle down. Settle down. Take a deep breath. Put your attention on those spots that are hurting you in the body. Okay, put your attention on the spots that are hurting you. Just relax, relax, relax. Okay, so you need to come back into your body more. And when there's too much space and too much frantic energy, it causes pain in the body because it creates wind, okay? And so we create pain that is not necessary. And the more there is, the more space there is, it kind of breaks down the matter that is there, right? If there's a bone and there's always space, 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 then it just starts deteriorating and the bone goes away. We can literally think ourselves into nothingness, that we have the ability to do that by just so much movement in the mind. So just settle down. And so the main thing is the ankle, the right ankle, is that correct?
I don't have pain in my ankle. I have pain in my knee, but my ankle.
The pain in the
very
knee.
Very limited.
Oh, okay, okay. Which one do you want to do? We have only 2 minutes. Is it the pain
all
in
right.
the knee? Is it the pain? What do you want?
Sorry. Yeah. All right, the pain in my knee.
You know, it's kind of really good that you're actually displaying this, and everybody on this call is learning. You see, you cannot heal like this. You see? Do you know what's happening here?
I know that when I got on the call, I got overexcited.
Okay.
And I do have a tendency to leave my body. I have lived a lot of my life out of my body, so I know that. I know about that.
Good. Well, they know you are here. Beautiful. Now I can actually say hi to you because you weren't here. I don't know what I was talking to, but now you're here. That's where your power is. There you go. When you laugh, that's already helping because your pain goes down. You're here. You're in your body. You can't do the dishes without going to the kitchen, touching the dishes, okay? You're outside the house and say, I want the dishes done. They're not never going to get done. You have to be in your body. You have to be present. And you have to, at the same time, make a decision of what you want. So the left knee is hurting right now. Is that correct?
It is.
What's the number of pain right now?
It's about 7.
Okay, good. So. There's inflammation on the outer side and in the bone there. The joint. Good. So now slightly move the knee or the calf so that you can sort of get a bit of movement in there. Is the pain starting to reduce to a 5?
It is.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to keep reducing now. Move it. Just move your foot, you know, back and forth like you're kind of walking mm-hmm. just in the air a little bit.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, there you go. Good. So that's the main release is happening right now. I'm not going to go deeper into the particular tissue, but energetically you've released it. Can you feel it? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm here.
Can you feel the difference?
I can.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. Well, your homework
Thank
is
you.
To be in your body and be present, okay? Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to check with... Okay, there's not too many bone issues on the Q&A, so I'm going to attend to that afterwards. I'm going to check with Kim if she has something else. Kim, do you have anything else as specifically bones and ligaments and muscles?
Pat Lindsay, she sent an email regarding her partner, Mike. He is suffering a lot of pain. He had his right leg amputated. And he has a lot of pain in his left foot from a fall.
Okay.
The doctor feels there's arthritis in his left foot, and so he has difficulty walking.
Okay. So, he doesn't have any phantom pain in the right side? He's not talking about that?
No, it doesn't look like
okay.
it, no.
Okay. Okay, what's his first name?
His name is Mike.
Mike, okay. So for Mike right now, anybody else, again, pain in the ankle? Well, it's a little bit, the fascia is kind of twisted over to the right, so we're going to allow that to unwind and go to back into the left. There you go. Anybody who has fascia that needs to unwind. There you go. It's also a little bit of too much strain, like weight on this foot. I'm going to see if we can resolve it by, there might be a little bit of losing a couple of pounds that might help, but also redistributing lightness, gravity, like the body and the spirit are not in full alignment. When we're too much in the body, we get too heavy. And when we're too much in spirit, we get too light. So we want to have a balance. So for everybody, balancing the upper and lower triad. Good. Very good. Okay. Good. I'm going to take a couple more calls. And who is here? Right here on my list. And I'm unmuting Mary in Florida. Can you hear me?
Yes, is that me?
Yes, Mary in Florida, yes.
Hi. My problem has been with my feet and my legs and my hips ever since I was a child, you know. I was, you know, hurt by the doctor at birth. I think he just jerked my leg and disconnected the whole left leg. And then I fell on a trampoline and came down right on the front of the hip, and that whiplashed everything, all the spine, and I got sciatica. And, you know, everything's twisted around. But the thing I want to work on today is the right hip. In about 2004, I was woken up in the middle of the night by something that had just blasted itself into that right hip. And it was so excruciating, I couldn't even move, and it sidelined me for about 2 years. And it kind of went away, but it's coming back now. And it's really the whole hip joint all the way through is inflamed, and down to, you know, the leg, the whole leg, and it's moving into the pelvis. I can feel it going into the uterus and the vaginal wall. And
so what you're saying, tell me what this blasting into. Is this an energy or?
It was actually an entity of some sort. Like I was having a pranic healing done on it, and it jumped out and knocked the healer back against the wall. Now, I don't know if it's still there, but just a few days ago, another healer took serpent energies out of it because I had felt things moving in there. But it's just really inflamed, and it's sore, and I just don't know what's going on or what you can do or see.
Mm. Okay. Well, have your feet flat on the ground.
Okay. Should I stand or sit?
Just sit. Just comfortably. Just relax, yeah. I feel like going up before your birth. Okay. You see, where you were before your birth, you are in a struggle, literally almost like a physical fight with another being. And when that happens, you know, whenever we fight, we are part of the story. So what I'd like you to do is to forgive yourself, but also ask for forgiveness for whatever you've contributed to this conflict. Can you do that in your heart? As we're contributing conflict to this planet, we're really burdening everybody, burdening ourselves. So we forgive and we don't know, doesn't matter. There you go, you're going to start feeling a lightening. Can you feel that already? And, hello, you're cutting out. Can you go closer to your phone?
Would it be like from the feet up or just from that hip? Because I've kind of felt it from both feet up.
What is it?
The lightning.
The lightning. I feel it overall. I look at you as a soul right now because I'm outside. I'm like in a different timeline right now. There's something you promised. Okay, and you are not holding your promise. And it's almost like a fight about over the birth. So it looks to me like you could have had a different mother or there was some kind of conflict about who was going to be born through that mother that you chose. And it's almost like you budged or something. I've never seen that. You've budged the line. Do you know what I'm saying? There could have been a different being been born, different soul been born through your mother?
I was told that I tried to die in the womb at 2.5 months, but it was the soul's decision to stay in. So I don't know.
Now you're all confused because everybody says something different, right?
Yeah, I know.
Let me ask you this, because the most important thing is mastery of yourself. You have to know what is the truth. All healing is based on a particular angle of perception, and my angle can be very different from another person, and it makes sense, and the other person's healer's angles make sense as well, but you have to see what resonates true for you. Don't let yourself be confused. Okay, that's one of the worst things that healers can, you know, do to people, to get them all confused. So right now, the most important thing is that you want to be fine in the hip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the whole pelvic region.
Yeah, so let's just kind of go back to then that area, and we're just going to forgive ourselves that we actually have all this conflict in there and just be at peace with being in this body and showing up right now and choosing to be here right now and to walk forward in life with clarity and with confidence. Take a deep breath, please. And your mind, bring your attention to the center of your mind. And everybody who has problems without being clear, just center your mind. Just forget yourself for a moment. Good. That's it. You're going to feel a lot of rocking right now. So there was a clearing right now. Could you experience that, Mary?
Yeah, it was quite painful, actually, from the base up, and I was like, you know, my whole spine was kind of going back and forth in my head.
Yeah. Okay. So you are, I would like you to listen to the entire call at least 3 times. I mean, the entire recording. There's a lot in there that applies to you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it'll help you. It'll keep you getting you out of this this situation, okay? Thanks for calling in, okay? Bye, Mary.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Okay. I want to take one more caller, and I see it's already 10:45 here. And then we're going to I'm not sure if I've talked to you. Ella, is this Sylvia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sylvia. Have we talked before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, maybe I read something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there something that we can do today?
Yeah. My daughter is in hospital again because she has a pneumothorax.
Mm-hmm.
And it healed so slow.
Mm-hmm.
She's 16 now. Tall girl.
So you want me to work on your daughter, you're saying?
Well, I don't know if it's okay.
Well, she's 16. She's your child. So she's, of course, she's still the
mm-hmm.
guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, just spontaneous pneumothorax, or did
yes.
she actually get injured?
It's spontaneous,
weak.
Yeah.
Ah, so she has a wall.
She had that 1.5 year ago already.
Ah, okay. All right. So do you have a picture of her in front of you?
No.
No worries. Okay, no worries. I want you to close your eyes
yes.
and put your hand on the spot where your daughter has the wound. You know exactly where it is, right?
Oh, I think I know about
where
it is. Yeah.
Are you going to put your hand there on your own body? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, give me her name, first name, please.
Carla.
Carla, okay.
See?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carla, okay. Okay, I'm just going to actually sew that area up, okay? Because it presents itself
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to clear the original cause underneath it. I want to ask to bring in a patch, something that strengthens the area. It looks like a gauze. I want to ask the higher beings to bring that in. Can you feel that healing yourself as well, Sylvia?
No, I'm just excited. I'm afraid I'm doing something wrong, and that's that doesn't make it very easy.
Oh, you mean as a mother doing things wrong?
Yeah,
and
it's kind of trust problems, yeah. Trusting in...
Okay.
Yeah.
Trusting in your mothering ability?
Not only mine, but trusting in abilities of others as well, as doctors and so on, healers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just to make that easy is that you choose how you want to see this. You know, you can have a glass half full or half empty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can actually choose, you have the power to choose right now to always see the more positive part, if it's more useful. I mean, if it is because is it useful for you to see things in a negative way? Is it
not
helping?
At all. No.
Good. If it's not working, I always say if you keep going into a hardware store to buy tomatoes, you won't get them there. Right? Won't go there, right?
Right.
So you're going to change it, decide, you know, that you are going to look at this in a positive way because it makes you feel better and your energy will be different and it will attract the things that are going to work better in your life. Make sense?
I do understand that and it makes sense, but it's
you have to do it. It's a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work for me.
Yes.
Yeah, for me it does.
I know. It's like going to the gym. You got to work hard. You have to get muscles. You have to strengthen the willpower.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. It'll also keep your muscle healthy. You know, if you have, you know, that will to follow your truth. So I did the correction on your daughter, and thanks for calling in. You can always let me know how it goes, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, Kim, we're pretty late here, so I'm not going to take any more questions from the paper. But
okay.
As we are, basically, I always are going to offer up everything that was asked here. And everybody who's still on the call and has very specific, unique things. Choose your health now. Choose that even if the health is not showing up exactly the way you want it, that you are in your own mastery, that you decide right now that you are going to be healthy, that you already are healthy, and don't waver from that. Don't let your mind, you know, take you astray all the time, or you yourself, really. Okay. So I thank everybody. I'm very, very blessed and grateful that you guys are here and have worked with me in this package that I offered with on this telesummit, and I miss you already. You know, I love you all, and I am, like I said, on Facebook, and I am available still during the telesummit, through the telesummit, and we will be in touch. So I wish you a wonderful Easter or spring, and be well. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.